Along to on 4CC, it's 8:09, and g'day to the state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Morning, Butch.
Yeah, morning, Ammo. How are you?
Good. Now, some good news. We'll start on that because the hub opens at 9 o'clock this morning for COVID jabs.
Yeah, that's right, mate. The Central Queensland Health and Hospital have moved the vaccine clinic that they had up at the old accident emergency into the old TAFE site at Derby Street. So those people listening, those people that know the old TAFE site, there's two entrances. The one with the main car park is not the one you go into, but the second one just past the sports oval there and the road up into the TAFE. So if you go down there and you've got an appointment, by all means, get into there. It does open up today, but this, at this stage, you need to book in first.
All right. Now, where do we do that? Where do we book in?
Yeah, so if you get onto Queensland Health and vaccinations, online is the best and the easiest to get into. And if you can do that, they'll do it. If you haven't got access for those people who don't have computers or are having troubles, my suggestion is that there'll be plenty of staff out there over the next week or so.
Yep.
You can just pop on out and just say, hey, listen, you're having some troubles, and they'll get you an appointment booked in. Or if there's availability on the day, they may slip you in. But we're trying to avoid walk-ups. That way we can make sure that we can get plenty of numbers through the place, and certainly done in a reasonably strategic sort of a way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. What's the daily target once it all gets up and running properly?
Yeah, at the end of the day, mate, it's we can only deliver what vaccines we get. But the Central Queensland Health and Hospital, I'm talking to Steve Williamson last week, they're hopeful to get around 600 vaccines into arms a day.
All right.
At this stage, we'll be opening from Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. But as the vaccines ramp up, we'll be including a Saturday as well for those people who obviously work during the week and can't get away. But we're certainly seeing a really good inflow of people, taking some time off work if they've got an appointment to get the vaccine done, because I'm pretty confident that the people of the Gladstone region,
sure,
and in Central Queensland are confident that they want to get the vaccine and get it done as soon as possible.
Mate, good news too with Queensland reporting yesterday zero cases as well, and another donut.
Yeah, it was a good weekend actually, Hamo, and just goes to show that Queensland has been doing a fantastic job. There's obviously some idiots around and lunatics that are creating problems down on the border and down in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Even last night I heard that there was a church group that got done, 60 of them, I'm not sure if it was Victoria or New South Wales, I think it was New South Wales, congregating last night, and all out of that lot, 31 got arrested. So, there's people just aren't listening. It's the whole place is in meltdown down there, and people are doing the wrong thing. So that's what we're trying to avoid here in Queensland. We're still going to the footy. I know there's a couple of thousand that went to the footy up in Rockhampton on the weekend.
Yep.
These are luxuries to have because the Queenslanders are actually doing the right thing.
And this Delta strain, mate, it spreads so easily. This is the big problem that we have. And now with kids, of course, they're probably the biggest spreaders of all, because they just love interaction all the time and don't understand it. And we're trying to control that, but it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is, Hamo. And I think that's why we've now with the amount of vaccines starting to roll in, those younger kids from 16 will have the availability to get the vaccine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, as we go further and get more vaccines, we'll have to look at those younger ones. The latest cluster we had here in Queensland was mainly spread through kids in schools.
Sure.
Karate classes and the like by young kids. So certainly, you're right, Hamo, that this new strain certainly now doesn't favour anyone. And it I heard a one-year-old has contacted the virus through this strain. So, be mindful. The best thing you can do is get your double dose of vaccine in your arm and try and keep everyone safe, not just for yourself, but for the community.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. We'll get another update off you tomorrow, and I'm sure there's going to be some good news coming from the state government around about 10 o'clock this morning when we get the daily update too, eh?
That's it, Hamo. Yep.
Thank you. If you want to find out more details on how to book in for the hub, of course, opening in Gladstone at 9 this morning, jump onto the website, go to qld.gov.au /health, and all the details will be there for you. 8:14, songs you can sing along to, 4CC.